That's
really?
The one that you'd press and water'd press up and you'd drink the water out of it. It's called a spigot.
Oh.
And I might be wrong now.
No, well, no, yeah, you know, that's just... Yeah. Let's see. Now, people used to buy flour in it. What would they buy flour in?
Well, my dad and them bought it in barrels or half barrels.
Uh-huh. And molasses, what would that come in?
Oh, that's coming. A bigger part of it come in barrels at that time. We put it in barrels.
Yeah. And what would you put your lard in?
Well, it was a... We always called them a lard can. That's what we bought them for.
Uh-huh.
It was 90-pound cans at that day and time.
What?
Pulled a whole 90 pounds of lard, a galvanized outfit.
Uh-huh. Was that a metal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, okay, what would you use to pour water into a narrow mouth bottle if you, you know, you had to have some...
Funnel.
Funnel. Uh-huh. If you bought some fruit at the store, your grocer would put it in a
grocery basket.
Yeah, yes. But if you put it in some sort of paper thing.
Well, it's paper bags is what they use nowadays. But long years ago, you carried your grocery basket and packed them in the basket and brought them home.
I see. What was that like? What
it's called a grocery basket. And every time you went out to the store, hey, you get the grocery basket. Somebody had to go back and get it if you was able to get it.
Yeah. What was it made of? Was it cardboard?
No, it was made out of little thin wood slats that was plaited together.
Uh-huh.
And some of them called them, you could use them to carry dinners out to where you're going to have meetings out on the ground or out in the woods or somewhere where you use that same basket for a dinner basket. Carry your dinner in, pack it in, and take it, see. It answered for two or three things. But it was called, when you went to the grocery store, it was called a grocery basket.
how was a fairly large quantity of sugar package, Mr.
In barrels.
In barrels?
Yes. Now, you talking about long years ago now, kind of. You were talking to me about something long years ago.
Yeah.
You'd say.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, everybody knows what it's packed in nowadays, but in that day and time, it come in barrels. Even until through the First World War,
uh-huh.
I never saw any sugar packed any other way but in barrels, shipped to the store in barrels.
Yeah.
I could have had it some other places in boxes, but I never saw none. The last 21 years or older.
Yeah. Now, about... sacks. What kind of sacks did you know about?
Well, the only kind we ever used was what they call a coal sack that held a barrel of charcoal long years ago, and then it got up to call them gunny sacks.
I see.
And then that was any kind of sack. A gunny sack was any kind, whether it held potatoes or peach or coconuts or what. It was still a gunny sack with people or coffee. All the coffee used to come here from Brazil and everywhere. In green coffee sacks. I mean, coffee sacks with a green stripe around them.
Yeah.
And they were kind of taken care of because they'd last for years. They were good woven sack, tight woven sacks. Well, you don't see many of them nowadays. Very few.
Yeah. What about, did you ever have anything, a bag or sack that you shipped potatoes in or you had potatoes in?
Yeah, that was really called, what we call it, a gunny sack, regardless of what you put in it, just about it.
And it was made out of?
Jute or something. Jute, I believe, is what they made them out of it.
Burlap?
Well, it was a burlap sack.
Yeah.
But it was the original stuff, I think, was called jute that they used to make the sack out of. Now, where it come from, I don't know. But
okay. What would you call the amount of corn that you'd say take to the mill at one time?